जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरा बनचारी यमुना तीरा बनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी
जय ओम विश्वपाद परमहंस परिवजिकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर सत्र वचनारविंद भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्री प्रभुपाद की जय ओम विश्वपाद परमहंस परिवजिकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर सत्र भक्ति सिद्धांत श्री ठाकुर गोस्वामी श्री प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय नामाचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर की जय प्रेम से कहो श्री चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदी गौर भक्त वृंद की जय जय श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंद राधा कुंडगिरी गोवर्धन की जय ब्रजभूमि वृंदावन धाम की जय नवदीप मायापुर धाम की जय पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र श्री जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की कलयुग पावन श्री हरिनाम संकीर्तन यज्ञ की जय निताई गौर प्रेमानंदी ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
हरे कृष्ण रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम फर्स्ट कैंटो एंड चैप्टर 9 द पासिंग अवे ऑफ भीष्म देव टेक्स्ट 40 Please repeat after me. Lalita gati bilasa valguhasa pranaya nirikshana kalpitarumanaha కృతమను కృతవత్య ఉన్మదాందా ప్రకృతిం అగన్ కిల యస్య గోపబద్ధవ లలిత గతి విలాస బల్గుహాస ప్రణయ నిరీక్షణ కల్పితరుమాన కృతమను కృతవత్య ఉన్మదాందా ప్రకృతిం అగన్ కిల యస్య గోపబద్ధవ లలిత గతి విలాస బల్గుహాస ప్రణయ నిరీక్షణ కల్పితరోమాన కృతమను కృతవత్య ఉన్మదాందా ప్రకృతిం అగన్ కిల యస్య గోపబద్ధవ లలిత గతి విలాస బల్గుహాస ప్రణయ నిరీక్షణ కల్పితరోమాన కృతమను కృతవత్య ఉన్మదాందా ప్రకృతిం అగన్ కిల యస్య గోపబద్ధవ లలిత గతి విలాస బల్గుహాస ప్రణయ నిరీక్షణ కల్పితరుమాన కృతమను కృతవత్య ఉన్మదాందా ప్రకృతిం అగన్ కిల యస్య గోపబద్ధవ లలిత గతి విలాస బల్గుహాస ప్రకృతి మగన కిల యస్య గోపబద్ధవ మాతాజీ ఓకే Translation and purport by the Divine Grace Exi Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Word to word meaning. Lalita, attractive. Gati, moment. Vilasa, fascinating acts. Balguhasa, sweet smiling. Pranaya, loving. Nirikshana, looking upon. Kalpitaha, mentality. Urumana, highly glorified. Kritamanu, kritavatya, in the act of copying the moment, in the act of copying the moment, unmadanda, got mad in ecstasy. Prakirtim, characteristic. Aganaha, underwent. Kila, certainly. Yasya, whose. Gopaballabha, the cowherd himself. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Let my mind be fixed upon the Lord Sri Krishna, whose motion and smile of love attracted the themselves of Brajbhumi, the gopis, themselves imitated the characteristic moment of the Lord after his disappearance from the rasa dance. Purport. By the intense ecstasy in the loving service, the themselves of Brajbhumi attained the qualitative oneness with the Lord by dancing with him on the equal level, embracing him in the nuptial love, smiling at him in the joke, and looking at him with the loving attitude. The relation of the Lord with Arjuna is undoubtedly praiseworthy for the devotee like Bhishma Deva, But the relation of the gopi with the Lord is still more praiseworthy because that they are still more purified loving service by the grace of the Lord. Arjuna was fortunate enough to have the fraternal service of the Lord as chariot driver. But the Lord did not award Arjuna with the equal strength. The gopis, however, practically became one with the Lord by the attainment of the equal footing with the Lord. Bhishma's aspiration to remember the gopis in the prayer to have their mercy also at the last stage of his life. The Lord is satisfied more when his pure devotees are glorified. And therefore, Bhishma Deva has not only glorified at the act of the Arjuna, his immediate object of attraction, but has also remembered the gopis who are endowed with the unrivaled opportunity by remembering the loving service of the Lord. The gopis' quality with the Lord should never be misunderstood to be like the Sayuj liberation of the impersonalist. The quality is one, the perfect ecstasy, where the differential conception is completely eradicated, for the interest of the lover and the beloved become identical. Om Ajnaniti Mirandhasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militamena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Ena Bhutale Swayam Rupah Kadamahiyam Dadati Swapanantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yutapadakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavansa Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakanvitansha Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Brinda Baneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Pri Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Itinamine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharani Nirvishesha Sunyamadi Pashat Deshatarani Vancha Kalpataru Bhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Brinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare So, in this sloka, Lalita Gati Vilas Balugu Hasa Pranay Nirikshan Kalpitaro Manaha Kitamanu Kitavatte Unmadanda Prakirti Mikil Yasya Gopa Badhva. Let my mind fix upon the Lord Sri Krishna, whose motion and smile of love attracted the themselves of Brijham, the gopis, themselves imitated the characteristic moment of the Lord after his disappearance from the rasa dance. Now in this chapter, the passing away of the Bhishma Deva. In this sloka, I will focus on importance of Krishna consciousness. And we heard and we know that there are two types of sadhus. Two types of sadhu. One who just doing bhajan, meditating upon the Supreme Personality of Godhead, like Himalayan caves and other things. Just a meditation, doing the meditation and nothing else. And other type of sadhus are one who practicing, meditating, and also preaching. So first one is just meditating, just following all the rules and the regulation, but they don't preach the message of Krishna consciousness, just practice himself. The other one, second class is, they practice himself and preaches also. The preaching also and practicing also, same time, simultaneously. Achara and prachar. The following himself and preaching also. And here is Bhishma Deva coming in this category of Mahajan, one of the 12 Mahajan. And his life, we can see, in his life, now he is now in the deathbed, preaching the Yudhishthir Maharaj and Pandavas, all different kinds of dharmas. He's preaching, and now he's knowing his time has come to depart from this material world, and he's focusing, ultimately focusing on the qualities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Just remembering the qualities, activities of Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. By his example, this Mahajan, the Bhishma Deva, is showing how we should practice our whole life in Krishna consciousness, and in the end of life, when we have to depart, you have to leave this body, how to focus on the activity of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. And here Bhishma Deva ultimately focusing on the topmost activities of the universe. We can say in the topmost activity of the planet, in the universe, the gopis. The Krishna's playing with the gopis, the topmost activities, and that activities, and the end of his life, just quitting, about to quit his body, the Bhishma Deva, just remembering that activities of Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna with the gopis. Therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says in the 8th chapter, Antakalesha mam eva asmran muktava kalevaram. Yah prayati samadbhavam yati nata sanse. Antakalesha mam eva. The Antakalesh, here Krishna saying to the Arjuna, giving knowledge to the Arjuna, how one should remember the Supreme Personality of Godhead Sri Krishna in the last stage of his life. Antakalesha mameva asmran muktva kalevaram. Remembering my activities, my devotee's activities, if someone leave this body, leave this material one, come to me. This is a word of Sri Lord Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita. And in other words, in the next sloka, 8.6, Krishna again saying to the Arjuna, ki yam yam vapya smaran bhavam. What state is of being one remembers Krishna and he quits his body, O son of Kunti, that state he will attain without fail. Yam yam vapi asmran bhavam. Whatever. And here, that Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is saying this thing, and here we can see in the life of Bhishma Deva practicing what Krishna is saying. This is the great example for us, the sadhakas, to follow this Mahajana's footstep and practicing in our life. And Prabhupada, in Bhagavad Gita's lecture, Prabhupada is saying, the most important factor is here, most important thing is here, to remembering. The remembering is very important factor. So remembering is the main factor here. How to remember the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The remembering is something amazing. Therefore, Prabhupada is saying that one should remember, always remember Krishna's activities in any condition. If devotee is chanting the holy name of the Lord, they should not give up any condition the holy name of the Lord. Continue, they should chant, continue. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And we can understand, as Prabhupada also saying, while chanting or while doing the devotional service, so many impediments will come in our life. So many impediments. And Prabhupada is saying, if the impediments come, you have to just tolerate it. You should tolerate, and while tolerating this impediment, you should continue chant. Don't give up. Don't give up your beadwork, give up your service. Just whatever service you are doing, in the which, whatever condition, you just continue, and your chanting, you should chant always. Then yes, Prabhupada is mentioning this. Therefore, here, very, very important factor, how should we remember Krishna? And Prabhupada, one of the lectures, giving the example of Bharat Maharaj. Here is Bharat Maharaj practicing the devotional service somehow or other. He was the king of planet Earth. He gave the kingdom to his son, came to the Himalaya mountain, and practicing there, and he, someday he find something is amazing. So one lion was chasing to the deer, and deer was pregnant, and while jumping the river, just the baby deer came out from his womb, and the deer, mother deer, died. And while practicing, Bharat Maharaj saw the small baby deer, and he thought, this baby deer is, how will he survive? Who will take care of, because his mother is dying now, who will take care of this baby deer? And he took the baby deer, bring in his ashram, and he started caring and feeding him. And he was so attached to his small baby deer, and after his departure time, leaving his body, he was just remembering his deer, baby deer. Therefore, Krishna saying, yam yam bhapi asmarana bhavam. Whatever state of consciousness you are remembering, the quitting the body. The Bharat Maharaj, in the end of his life, he was just remembering the deer, and his next life, he got the body of the deer. Because Krishna is saying here in the Bhagavad Gita, whatever state of mind, you just remember anything, quitting body, you will get the result. And here Bharat Maharaj got the deer in the body of the deer, and he remembering what he did, what was the mistake he did. And the story goes how Bharat Maharaj, deer also gave up body and became the Brahmana. And he remembered Krishna. Ultimately, he went to back home by Tugathir. The process is here given in the Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita. How to understand this? If somebody is following like Bhishma Deva and Pandavas and like the gopis, and if someone, sadhaka, like some person, coming to Krishna consciousness, coming to the Hare Krishna Andolan, and doing something, some service, and following some practice, and again, after 3 years, he is leaving this moment. He is giving up this moment and following the other path. What happened? Therefore, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, ki swalpam api dharmasya trayato mahato bhaya. So Krishna is saying in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is saying here again, ki antakale whatever your consciousness, if you remember me, you will come to me. But anybody not able to remember, but he is able to do, he is doing something little bit, he will be saved from the greatest danger of the life. The greatest danger of the life is birth, old age, disease and death. And among them, death is more fearful. The death is more fearful. And in that fearful condition of the end of the life, how can someone remember Krishna if he is not practiced his whole life? How can someone remember? And Prabhupada gave the example. If the student directly going to the exam, he is not open his book in the whole life, he not remember this, not remember the subject matter, how can he remember seeing the question paper or remember, how can he write the exam? Because he not open the book, not memorize anything, he will not able to write anything. Therefore, the sadhakas and bhaktas should always practice this process given by Srila Prabhupada, given by acharyas, so that we can remember Krishna and end up life and Krishna's activities. But in process, in between, if somebody leave the Krishna consciousness, what happened to them? What happened to them? So Krishna is saying, Svalpam api dharmasya trayato mahato bhayat. He will be saved from the greatest danger. And the greatest danger is birth, old age, disease and death. And here is a beautiful example. The beautiful example comes. There is one disciple of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Bhakti Dait Madhav Swami Maharaj. And his after his departure, disciple of Bhakti Dait Swami Madhav Maharaj, just glorifying his Gurudev, Bhakti Dait Madhav Maharaj, disciple glorifying him. And that glorification, one Bengali devotee remembers something, what he heard from his Gurudev and devotees. And he was just speaking about glorifying the Bhakti Dait Maharaj's activities. And he says, because the Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, when he was preaching in the Bharatvarsha in India, in different state, Rajya, he established the Gaudiya Math. And he established Gaudiya Math in Assam also in Guwahati. He established Gaudiya Math in Guwahati. In 1933, 1930 and 1930 between, in Guwahati, one person attracted this Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur's personality. So attracted. He came to him and took initiation from him. He took the initiation from Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And he was just practicing. And on 1st January 1937, Sri Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur departed from this material world. After his departure, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur's departure, that devotee from Guwahati who came with the aged devotee, he thought there is no Guru Maharaj is not there, so how I can survive Krishna consciousness? And slowly he just left the association of the devotee, went to the home, not regularly coming to the temple, and slowly by the association of the material world, materially people, they gave up the chanting of the holy name. And start the empty Krishna consciousness activity. Eating meat, drinking alcohol, like that. He start doing all these things. And he completely forget the Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he completely forget the association from association of the devotee, he completely forgotten the activity of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he was engrossed in the materialistic activity fully. He forget the spiritual activity. Therefore, His Holiness Radhakrishna Swami Maharaj gave the example of the beautiful example of the bumblebee. The bumblebee is so powerful. If you can find, if you can see bumblebee, the bumblebee can make the hole on the dry bamboo. Dry bamboo is very, very hard. You can't easily make the hole without the drill machine. But the bumblebee is so powerful, very, very powerful. He can make hole and make house in that bamboo. But the same bumblebee comes to the lotus flower and engross in the drinking of the nectar of the lotus flower. And when the lotus flower closes, his petal comes inside. The bumblebee is the being powerful, but engrossed in the drinking of the nectar of the lotus flower, he forget his power, and after closing the, we can see the morning lotus blossom and evening lotus petal close, and that closing bumblebee just gone inside and die himself. Therefore, Prabhupada says, Jiva is like that. Jiva is like powerful, so powerful. If he practice the devotional activity and remembering Krishna, he can break through this material covering of the universe and go back home, back to Godhead, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and the Adhyatmic world, in the spiritual world. But the conditioned soul, so much engrossed in enjoying the senses, sense gratification, he forget that spiritual power he has. And Prabhupada said, 99% people in the material world, they are just forgetting the spiritual power. And they are suffering again this material world, janma mritu jara vyadhi. So here, the disciple of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur forget everything and engross in the material activity. And he died. He died. When he died, he saw the two big personalities, very, very fearful personalities, Yamdutas, came and took away him. While journey going to the Yampuri Yamaraj Lok, he asked, please give me water, because path was so hot and he need water. He's asking, please give me water, give me water. And Yamduta says, oh, you need water. There is lake, go and drink. And he just run to the lake and amazing, found something. That lake turned into pus, urine, kapavat pitta. And he said, this is, how can I drink this? The Yamduta says, you have only this thing to drink, otherwise you fast. And he just, in that condition, he came to the Yampuri and he saw the big queue was there. The big queue was there. He was the behind last, and he saw the person, Chandragupta, was opening file and saying and giving immediate what a fella. Reaction of activities. Yes, you go to Swarga, you go to Naraka, different activities giving him. And his turn came. So his turn came, and as soon as Chandragupta saw him, the Chandragupta says to the person, the disciple of Saraswati Thakur, oh, you go ahead. मतलब हिंदी में बोलते हैं ना, आप साहब के पास जाओ. ए, मैं आप कुछ नहीं कर सकता, आप साहब के पास जाओ. यू गो टू द सर. एंड ही वेंट टू द यमराज, एंड यमराज लुक्ड एट हिम. he became so fearful. What is going on? What happened to me? He is so fearful. He has just stand in front of Yamaraj. Yamaraj look him, and Yamaraj asked the question: if any good deed you did in your life, any good thing you did in your life, you remember anything? And that disciple just thinking, what good thing I did in my life? And suddenly he says, yes. The Yamaraj says, what? And he says, I did one good thing. I took the initiation from the Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. This is my guru, spiritual master. I took the initiation from him. The Yamaraj heard the name of the Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur and said, oh. And he just closes his eyes. The Yamaraj just closes his eyes, and amazing thing happened. As soon as Yamaraj closes his eyes, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur appeared there. And Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur appeared, and Yamaraj asked, you know this person? So Saraswati Thakur, yeah, I know. Then Yamaraj said, what is the course of action, future action for him? The Yamaraj is the punishment, giver of the punishment to the conditioned soul. Now the Yamaraj is asking to Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, what is the course of action for this person? And Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur just neglect the Yamaraj's question, and he just looked at his disciple and chastised the disciple. How come you here? How come you here, man? And disciple was just begging and crying and in front of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Gurudev, please forgive me, please forgive me, please forgive me. After you leave this material world, I just forget you, I leave the association of devotees and anti-devotional, I start anti-devotional activities, and in this way I came here. Immediately Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said to the disciple, go immediately to the material world, go again. Go again, there is my disciple Bhakti Dait Swami Goswami Maharaj, and take again initiation from him and render service to the him and don't leave the moment. And as soon as Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said to his disciple, go again, he just lie down. After when he died, his body was put on the cremation ground on the wooden log. And in between, this thing happened. And as soon as Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, he's got up from the dead bed. He got up from the dead bed, and everyone thought this is a bhoot, and ghost, and everyone started running. And he shouted, oh, please don't run, I am the same person. And some other people came and happy to see he came back from the Yampuri, from the Yamaraj Lok. And he again went to the home. He went to his home and told his family member, sorry, now I'm going, renouncing the family business, householder life, and now I'm going to Calcutta. The spiritual master Bhakti Daita Swami Maharaj taking shelter, going to there. And he went. He came to the Calcutta. When he met the Bhakti Daita Swami Maharaj, and he start narrating the stories, his journey from material world to the Yamalok. As soon as he start narrating the story, Bhakti Daita Swami Maharaj says, stop this one. I know everything. And he says, I know everything, just stop. Now you should follow what the spiritual master says. And he, 14 years from that, 14 years the serving Bhakti Daiswami Maharaj and following his instruction and remembering originally his Bhakti Siddhanta Guru Thakur Maharaj, and after 14 years he left this material world and back. This is the power of Swalpam api dharmasya trayato mahato bhayat. If someone do little service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, few service, remembering little bit the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna's his Lord, his holy name, he can save from the greatest danger of the life, janma mrityu jara vyadhi. This is the power of devotional service, which Krishna saying to the Arjuna. Or here we can, in this chapter we are seeing the passing away of the Bhishma Deva. How Bhishma Deva is practicing whole life. It appeared the Bhishma Deva was just politician and doing the kingly activities. But we can understand the Bhishma Deva is not ordinary person. He is the one of the Mahasan. While doing his materialistic activities, he was remembering, practicing Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, without the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and without the practicing of the whole life Krishna consciousness, Krishna, how can one remember the Antakale, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna? This is not possible. Prabhupada is saying this is not possible if someone is not practicing and suddenly he is not, remembering Krishna. This is not possible. Now the life of Bhishma Deva is fully conscious in that painful condition. He is fully conscious and remembering the wonderful activity of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sri Krishna is the supreme most devotee of the gopis and relation with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. This is the beauty of the life of Bhishma Deva. Another thing, therefore, in prayers, the devotee is saying, the Krishna Tvadiya Pata Pankaja Panjaratram, the end of this prayer, the devotee says, let my mind, I am young now, let my mind engage in the service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and remember and chant the holy name of the Lord Sri Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Otherwise, he understanding the nature of this material world and the praying the Supreme Personality of Godhead, O Lord, let my mind fix upon your lotus feet, my mind fix on the chanting of the holy name. Otherwise, in the old days, when the old days will come, the cup of vata pitta increase and the sound from the throat will choked up, the throat will choked up, and that condition I am not able to remember you and I am not able to chant your name. Therefore, I am young, I am in youth, so please bless me, so that I can remember and chant and do some service in this country. Otherwise, in the old days and the end of life, this is not possible to do all these things. In that beautiful prayer. Therefore, we can see in the Chaitanya Charitamrita also, so here is one devotee, Achar and Prachar both his life, and Chaitanya Charitamrita is describing Haridas Thakur, passing away of the Haridas Thakur. Kabirdas Goswami is saying, the Achar and Prachar, the both activities done by the Haridas Thakur, Achar and Prachar following the practicing the devotional serving and preaching the devotional activities. And when his departure, when he came to understand the Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu going to leave this material world, And his only one desire was just while giving this material body, just see the moonlight face of the Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So understanding the desire of his devotees, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Haridas Thakur, who was the lion. He was the lion and bed. And he asked, what is your desire? And Haridas Thakur just says, my only desire, my Lord, to see, holding your lotus feet and remembering and seeing your moon-like face. But that is my only desire. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, seeing his devotees, fulfilling his desire to Sri Chaitanya Haridas Thakur. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and end of Haridas Thakur's life. And Haridas Thakur just holding Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's beautiful lotus feet, putting on his chest and looking at Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's moonlight face and remembering this and looking, remembering this, chanting the holy name and just left this material world. So this is the beauty of Krishna consciousness. This is the importance of Krishna consciousness. The Chaitanya Charitamrita describing how the Haridas Thakur lived, Haridas Thakur left this material world, saying and chanting and seeing the beauty of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Here the Bhishma Deva also desired. He also desired that while quitting my body, I want to see the beautiful face of Sri Krishna's fighting in Kurukshetra war. He saw, when fighting was going on, he saw the beautiful face of Sri Krishna and he was just remembering, I want to see again that, and that Krishna is fulfilling the desire of Bhishma Deva, just appearing on his, in front of him and showing his causeless mercy upon the Bhishma Deva. And after seeing, instructing the Yudhishthira Maharaj and seeing the beautiful face of Sri Krishna, Bhishma Deva departed from this material world. This is the glories of devotees. And this is the importance of Krishna consciousness. How should I remember the end of life, Sri Krishna, and chant the holy name of Krishna? So I will stop here. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Gantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Ananta Koti Koti Vaishnava Brinda ki.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Hare Krishna.